This episode took place in February of 2023 in Los Angeles, California. I love a plan. But man, are they hard to stick to? These are the Secret Adventures of Black People, and I'm your host, Nicole Hill.
Let me do rain. All right. Here's an update. It's like 3:10 a.m. I'm not sleeping. I never sleep. I don't know what's wrong with me. It seems pretty clear that the writers are going on strike. And even though what I was working on was for audio, I'm still impacted, I think, kind of. Because it's audio fiction. I don't know. And then meanwhile, in audio, it's not looking great. The job I was supposed to have is, they haven't said it yet, but I think they're going through layoffs. I think my next gig is not here. So, I'm just feeling like a little bit tired and uninspired and out of ideas, and I never sleep and I don't want to do anything. Maybe I'm burnt out, but I've only been doing a lot of what I love. Like, I just like write all day and I love that, but now I can't focus. Can you get burnt out? Obviously you can get burnt out doing something you love, but does that happen to me? I do have friends here in LA, but I just never call them. I just stay inside and I work like Jack Nicholson in The Shining. Well, actually, he wasn't really working. It didn't go good for him. Okay, so I'm at an inflection point, right? This is like basically what it comes down to. I can either stay in LA and do the, this is, I mean, it's obvious what part of the movie this is the work montage. Like, oh wait, the rain stopped. Come back. I found that green noise is the only way I can sleep. I just gotta find the right kind of rain, you know? Is this it? How will I for my rain to tell me a story? I don't know if this is telling me a story. Ooh, Rain City. Let's see. Yeah, it's better. Okay, what was I talking about? Oh, the part of the movie. Okay, so it's either like montage. Our hero works at a coffee shop, works at a Sephora, works at a dog walking thing, does whatever it takes, and then typing, working, writing, looking around the city, being inspired, going back to the dog walking place. And I could do it, but that seems exhausting. I'm exhausted. I think I maybe am very tired, but like, also, this is the perfect time to be hustling, to double down. So I should just double down. I'm not gonna go back and forth about this. Okay, this is what I need to do. I gotta get out of the house, clearly, obviously. I just compare myself to Jack Nicholson from The Shining. I'm gonna go to a coffee shop, I'm gonna make a spreadsheet, and I'm gonna figure it out. I'm gonna schedule a lift, actually, now, so that I don't back out. Where will I go?
So to start, kind of like in your life, existentially, generally, however you want to answer it, where have you been?
Well, I was born in Scotland, and I lived there until I was 27 years old, when I met the love of my life, who brought me all the way to America, and it was great. It's a great place. It's very different from Scotland, obviously.
Okay, and where would you say you are now?
Well, right now I'm kind of lost, to be honest. I was a restaurant manager for 20 years. I kind of fell into that job, but I made of it what I could, and I enjoyed it. I enjoyed lots of aspects of it, and it helped put food on the table and get my kids through school and everything else. And so I'm really at the point where when everything closed down, my business closed down, and all of a sudden I have this free time on my hands. I really didn't know what I wanted to do. I did get to spend more time with my family. Mm-hmm. And being a restaurant manager, you work all the holidays and everything else. So I got to spend Thanksgiving, I got to spend Christmas, I got to spend all these things with my kids, my wife, and I was just like, what have I been doing for the last 20 years? Because mm-hmm. I've forgotten what this is like, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that made me realize that my heart wasn't in restaurant management anymore. I'd kind of been going on that. You know, I had been passionate throughout time, but, you know, 20 years of doing anything, I think, can take its toll on you. I don't know what's for me next. I know
that... Oh, yeah, that was my next question. Where are you going?
Where am I going?
Yeah.
Well, I might go to Scotland. That's a thought.
Mm-hmm.
To spend time with friends and family that I haven't spent time with a long time. I don't want to start going back home for funerals.
Oh,
I want to spend time
right.
with people. I've already been back home twice in 20 years for funerals. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as I get older, I realize that that will become more and more.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to spend time with those people before that happened. I've thought about doing a little bed and breakfast in Scotland or something like that. I think that would be...
Do that.
Yeah, I know. That's what I feel like, is because it's more in my wheelhouse of... I like to take care of people and make sure that they're having a great time. And, you know, you come to my bed and breakfast, you're not just getting fried Scottish breakfast every day.
Oh, yeah, because
although
you...
Although it would be often.
What is haggis?
Well, haggis is like a sheep's stomach.
Oh!
And it's filled with what we call offal.
What is offal?
I know, well, that's probably where the word came from, to be quite honest. But it's just like, it's just all different parts of the sheep that
oh
is boiled
God.
In the stomach.
Oh my God.
Robert Burns wrote, "My love is like a red, red rose," and he also wrote "Auld Lang Syne," right?
Oh,
he
sang. Wow.
He's a Scottish poet and songwriter. And so... they would celebrate his birthday or his, I guess it was his birthday. It wasn't his death day. They would celebrate his birthday by bringing in the haggis. They would pipe in the haggis with the bagpipes. And they would say Robert Burns's poem, Ode to a Haggis, which is basically just him, you know, spouting off.
About how delicious haggis is?
No, I wouldn't say he's. I'm trying to think how the poem goes. I
have to look
should,
it up.
Yeah, you should find it somewhere else because I would slaughter this. But they celebrate the haggis and his birthday basically, which incidentally, my father, it was his favorite day of the year.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
This was so nice.
Thank
Have a
much.
Great day. I hope you I hope you go to Scott.
Sure do. Uh-oh.
You too.
Oh, I done.
There we go. I looked up Ode to a Haggis. Well, it's actually called Address to a Haggis. And there's a translation because it's written in Gaelic, I guess. I think that's what they speak in Scotland. And it's basically about a guy just absolutely enjoying himself, doing exactly what he wants to do. And I decided that's what I want to do. And, yeah, Hollywood's not going anywhere.